else is cooking. Oh, I'm thumbing through the paper here, and I see buried in the radio column that that you voted me best boss jock again in the Washingtonian magazine. That's 5 years in a row now, and I appreciate the hell out of it. It's interesting. It's interesting to see it buried deep in there, just like a one line, no reference to that. It's the fifth year. I love it. I love it. You are busting the media's chops, and that's the greatest thing, because for some reason, the media's not too thrilled with my big behind. I don't know what it is. You know, grease bashing has been the vogue for a couple of years now, and it's great. You see, if I ever lost that Washingtonian thing, if I ever, like, for some reason, 1 year didn't win it, it would be headline news. It'd be like, grease slipping. Could the dynasty be over? You know, it'd be big, bold print. But I won it again, BFD, bury it about 18th. You know, it's too hilarious. It's too hilarious for words. So I'm glad to see you're busting media chops. Because the Washingtonian magazine itself doesn't particularly care for me. They're always making snide remarks. And it's fun to see that in the column of boss jockery, you keep voting me best boss jock. It's your way of busting chops. When you always ask me, how could you help? How could we help? How can we stand up for the grease? Well, you've just done it. Thank you very much. And we will continue to thumb our noses at convention, huh? You and me, we will conglomeratively grab our packages and say, hey, right here! Right here! And I think it's wonderful and marvelous that you should care for me. I said wonderful, marvelous that you should care for me. It's 11 and a half minutes after 6 o'clock, and so we continue to chuckle. Our legs will buckle.